was a perfect ocean sound, huh?
Well, you were trying to make me feel like I was in L.A. again, I think.
I was looking for,
Dingoes Ate My Baby. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
That's so, whatever. Hey, are you trying to be scammed in your email?
Please.
Of course you are. If you have email, you're being sent scams. The problem is, do you recognize them? Do you have questions? Do you know how to tell? Well, for the most part, if it sounds too good to be true, or if it's a company you've never done business with before, it's likely to be what they call a phishing scam. That's P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. And the reason we keep hitting this is I recently got a call from a individual in my life that fell for one of these and started putting in personal information. Basically, didn't realize things were out of whack until they were asking for a PIN number, and that's when the light went on for him. Wait a minute, why would this company be asking me for my PIN number? And by then, of course, he had already given up lots of other information. You's gots to be awares when you're looking at your emails. Don't click on any of the links for any of these warnings. Do like, was it Phil earlier that called?
Yeah.
If somebody that you're doing business with sends you an email and says you need to update or make an update or change, or manually go to their website. Do not click on any link. And that's a one huge gap that'll keep you safe from a lot of those phishing scams.
It will. Because so if it's ABC Bank sending you something and there's a link, don't click the ABC link there that looks like it's legit. Even if it is, just go to abcbank.com and do your thing. And if you don't bank with ABC Bank, it should go without saying.
Should be obvious.
Just hit the delete button. Don't hit reply. I mean, there's nothing you can do to stop it. It's going to come.
I got an oldie but goodie forwarded to me by somebody saying, can you believe this is still going on? The Bill Gates is going to pay everybody $1,200, $1,900, whatever, if they forward this email. And that just goes to show that there's all kinds of folks that are just starting to get going with this technology, even though it seems like, hey, it's been around forever. There's a lot of newbies out there, and they're falling for stuff. They're going to send you stuff. It's our collective responsibility, all of us, that interact with these folks when they make these faux pas. Don't make them feel bad. Just explain it to them and give them resources. You can find websites, Hoaxbusters. There's all kinds of places that you can point new folks to. But give them a little hand. You know, be nice.
Don't, be cool, man.
Be cool. Don't treat them like idiots. You're such an idiot. You know how long I've seen that. Can you believe this?
Us techs have a bad tendency to talk down to people sometimes.
But
so
you know what? Anybody that's dealt with this for years and years and years starts to get that kind of attitude as well. And it's very easy to do. I'm just saying, give peas a chance.
And corn.
Corn, peas.
I was going to tell you about the scam my wife almost fell for. Because I think this happens to people, and a lot of people can't figure out what this scam is until you kind of explain it. And it goes something like this. You have something you want to sell. And you go and you put it on eBay or you go put it on whatever kind of community website as kind of a classified ad online, right?
Mm-hmm.
And either you're going to have people come pick this up locally or you're going to ship it. Whatever's going to happen, you get an email from somebody that looks to be interested in your product that you're selling. And in their message to you, they say, I want you to ship it to this address and I'm going to go ahead and send you a money order for your product. And you're thinking, money order's great, right? That's like cash. That's perfect. But here's the catch. The money order, the product you have is $50. The money order they're going to send you
is $600.
$2,000. And of course, they're not going to pay you $2,000 for your $50 item. They want you to go ahead and send them a check for the difference, and they'll go ahead and pay you an extra $50 because they know it's inconvenient for you to do this, or they want you to go get a cashier's check or a money order and send it to them for the difference. So now you've got this $50 item, and they want you to take $100 out of the $2,000 and send them back then
$1,900,
right?
And your product.
And, of course, the product. So yes. You're thinking, okay, this actually sounds like a good deal. I was only looking to make $50 on this. I'm going to make $100. And so you package up your product, and you wait, and the check comes from them, and you go ahead and write them then a quick $1,900 check and put it in the box and send the thing off and deposit the thing, and you're happy because you made $100.
Nah.
And tell the money order bounces. And you say, how does a money order bounce? Well, it's counterfeit. What do you mean counterfeit? Well, let me stop payment on that $1,900 check. But by the time it bounces, it's too late. They already went and slammed it at your bank, which means they cashed it and they did it at your bank without identification. And
they got this down, folks. They're going to take advantage of people's greed. Be very, very careful. When something looks like a windfall for you, it's probably going to come get you one way or the other.
And my wife kind of figured out that this must be some kind of scam, but she couldn't figure out how they would benefit. She's like, well, why wouldn't I just take this $2,000 check and just put it in the bank and never even send them anything? Why wouldn't I just double-cross them? And I'm like, well, because it's not a real check. Nothing's going to happen.
Not for reals.
What do you mean not? Well, how do they win? Well, they're going to get your product. And if you fall for it, they're going to get some money.
Well, but if you don't fall for it at all, they're not out anything other than
a little bit of time.
Yeah.
And it's probably a little bit of an automated system that helps them do this to everybody on this place. So anyway,
well,
beware out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, any time you get an email, you can take any portion of that email, the subject line, any of that, put it into Google in quotation marks and say search, and I'll bet you'll find all kinds of references warning you about this. So there's another tip that you can use forever that'll work forever, because there's lots of people out there warning people, and there's lots of websites that Google's already spidered and indexed that will give you the specific information about that specific threat. So keep that in mind as you go forward.
If Google's not the coolest invention on the internet, I don't know what is.
It is. It's without question.
Besides community and fellowship.
Yeah, of course.
We've got another hour of show to go. Lots more coming up, including more of your calls and questions, and a free line open at 602-277-5827. Of course, join us online, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. You'll see links to the resources. And don't forget to stick around, because we're going to be right back.